I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
What are you plugging in there?
I'm plugging in the COVID test.
That's not a COVID test.
Yes, it is.
Well, why did you piss on it?
Yvette and Glenn.
Everybody can see me.
Do you wave them in the air like you just don't care?
That's right.
It's actually very strange doing this podcast because Glenn is actually, it sounds like we're next to each other, but Glenn is on our little minstrels gallery, which is up a level further back. So we can see him in the distance.
I can see your ball patch from here, Yvette.
Cheeky booger. But we've all had a little test, haven't we? And we've all, thank God, we're all negative.
Yes.
And now we're socially distancing, doing
still
our...
Still socially distancing, still, even though we're
yes, just being very careful. And we have ventilated, so we've got a nice breeze coming through from the kitchen
and
as well.
And that's because you got your legs open, love.
That was better than I was going to say about Watson's farts, to be honest.
Well, yes, that
it's
is
the same
true.
Smell.
Yes. Oh, my God!
What?
Do you know, it's been a while, though, because obviously the last podcast we did was the Christmas edition.
Yes.
So we weren't able to do anything into the new year in January, of course. So Happy New Year. Is it too late in the 2021 to say Happy New Year?
Oh,
I suppose it
really?
Is, isn't it?
Yeah. Really? Is it that long since we've done... Yeah. Happy New Year.
I know, and to you listening as well.
Oh, my goodness. And how are you finding yourself, Glenn? Oh. How are you in yourself?
Oh, well, let me have just have a root round. Yeah, look to the left.
Can't see what you're doing. No, the deer's head is in the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. No, I'm feeling myself very well.
Are you?
I just want to know where he's put that fucking deer head. That's in the way.
I wondered why it had a startled look on its face. Yeah, I'm all right, thank you. I'm just ploughing on, and you just get your head down and get on with things. I think if you focus on everything that's shit at the moment, then it will really bring you down. So I always try and look for things that are going on in the distance and focus on good things and just try and keep myself busy. And everything's okay in that respect.
I focus on my arse.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
Absolutely.
To be fair... It is a lovely hot.
Well, thank you. And that's why I brought it up, because I was waiting for a compliment from my lovely husband. It's not really a nice bottom.
It is.
I never get to see it, really, thank God.
I do.
He saw the whole of the moon.
Go, but I love to watch you leave.
He did. So, how are you, Mr. Beattie? Well, I know how you are, because I live with you.
We do live in our little bubble of happiness.
We do.
You've been doing some DIY projects as well. Is this replacing How Was Your Day, by the way?
No.
No, we're going to get to that.
We're just chatting. We're just chatting. Go on.
You've been keeping busy, haven't you, with projects and
I have,
shizzle.
Yeah. Well, I kind of... early last year, or in the middle of last year, the first lockdown we had, I started to refurbish a...
a pair of my old knickers.
A pair of your old knickers. And the scaffolding was huge, so we had to abandon
the
project.
You had to use the lathe, didn't you, on the gusset?
Oh, crumbs, more than a lathe, love.
Wow.
I had to use my own crampons. Crampons. Yeah, and I started to do that, and unfortunately, I stupidly, I injured my wrist.
Oh no! I'll slow your love life down a bit.
Well, I think it was from tugging.
From rigorous tugging.
Rigorous tugging.
And so I had to stop for a bit. And anyway, the wrist is a bit better now. So I've got back on the
laying down the gauntlet.
Laying down the gauntlet.
That's what you wore over your wrist, wasn't it? Your hand to protect it and stuff.
Is that code for having a Jodrell bank?
No, it isn't. But I like the phrase Jodrell bank for what you would mean for a wank. Yes.
Have you never heard Jodrell bank?
No, I haven't. No,
it's not.
No.
I wonder if Jodrell Bank actually know that it's a slang.
It's modern. It's not Cockney rhyming slang generally because
it's in the north.
And also it's too modern. Cockney rhyming slang is back.
You say that, but Pete Tong's very popular, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, but that's not Cockney rhyming slang. That's a modern thing.
Okay. So it's not traditional.
Yeah.
It's new.
What
it's like in Japanese, you have hiragana and katakana, and hiragana is Japanese, and katakana is like the new stuff from the West that's gone in there that they had to add to their language.
Oh.
And it's the same as Cockney rhyming slang. Not that I'm saying Japanese is the same as Cockney rhyming slang,
right, there's
course.
Other influences that
they add to it.
Got
Can
it.
We put some tumbleweed in there now, please?
Yeah, well, we've learned something there. It's nice not just to entertain, but it's also nice to inform and educate, isn't it?
It is. But he sounds so intelligent, he loses me sometimes.
I've never lost you, and no one could lose you for intelligence.
Yeah.
Shall we put up the treats for Podcast 54, by the
Let's,
way?
Oh, what treats
now,
are we?
I didn't get any cheesy balls.
Oh, whoa, hang on, whoa. I'm just throwing this out there.
Go on.
Well, you've got all the treats and you're upper floor.
Yeah.
You're in the... What is it? Minstrel's gallery.
Yeah.
They call it the menage.
Well, if I open this up, and I've got some Walker's Poppables, which are cheese-flavoured, perfectly poppable crispy potato bites. And if I just take one, throw you the bag down, if you can empty some into a bowl...
Don't throw my wife around.
And then throw them back to you.
Oh, let me smell.
Shall I go and catch them?
I think it smells a bit musty. Right, hang on. Catch!
Oh,
the floor.
Very upset now.
Sorry about that.
You've got to pick. Good God. Oh, these smell
musty.
They smell musty. Mm. Like.
What's that smell?
Like an old. No, I can't say that.
They look like mini cages, don't
they? Oh, they do smell like your vagina.
No.
An old vagina.
They've got a funny
like
smell to them.
Like past its sell-by date vagina.
Oh, shut up. You've got vagina on your brain. What's up with you?
Not for a while.
They have a funny smell. It puts me off eating
them. They're quite Moorish, don't you think, though?
Mm.
That's stuck down there with you.
But we've got them out now. You can't have them.
Yeah.
Well, I've also brought with me. Now, remember last podcast? I'm not going to open these yet. You complained that I didn't have the white Christmas Cadbury's fingers. Well, I have got them because it's been very cold this week. So here we go. The white chocolate fingers. Catch!
Oh my God. Oh, my God, you legend, you.
Yeah, I'll put those bad boys up.
Yeah, but do you know what, though? We have to reveal to everybody that before we went on air, we actually did have a scone with jam and cream.
Sound
very full, but are we going to open them? Yes.
Well, we need to, but the thing is, he's up there with Dan and we've got to look.
I know. You might have to come down the stairs, Glenn, at some point.
Just chuck him a finger.
I'm not chucking him a finger because it will go all over my carpet upstairs.
Well, it's a white finger, so it's a white carpet, so no one's going to know if there's a white stain
God,
there.
God, they're so nice.
Which is kind of convenient.
Oh, God. Don't throw them up. No. No.
Go on.
No, don't throw them up.
Go on.
You're right.
Go no.
On. I'll catch them first
one,
time. Here we go.
Two, three. Go!
Yeah, so you're doing the right way. Let me get a couple out, and I'll throw them back down to you.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
It's the only way we've got to do this. Right, here we go. Three, two, one. Oof. That flipped upside that down almost, on its way down.
That almost went on the couch.
A finger on the couch is not good.
You is plenty of time to have a finger
wrong with
the
a good
couch.
Finger on the couch. You ask anyone.
It's been a long time since I've had a finger on the couch. Hey?
Well, today's your lucky day.
Hey! Hey, I'll tell you what we've been watching. Oh! On Netflix to pass the time during this lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Is Misfits. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Really enjoying it, and you would love it.
What's it about?
Misfits.
Okay, then.
These things that don't fit quite.
It's a programme about tools.
It's trying to make different jigsaw puzzles fit each other.
Nightmare.
No. It's about young people who are on probation. And there's this, while they're doing sort of cleaning
community
up, community service, and while they're outside the community centre, there's this massive storm. And something happens to each and every one of them during this storm, and they get superpowers. Mm. But and it's just so cleverly written and very, very, very funny.
I can't remember. The writers.
Howard someone.
I'd imagine they got awards for it, and if they didn't, there is no justice in television land.
Well, we know
absolutely
that.
It's on Netflix.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix now, but I think it was a channel... Was it Channel 5, dare I say?
I don't know. Misfits.
Is it a British programme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Misfits.
The acting in it is brilliant. Every single actor in it, there's not one week... You know, quite often when you get quite a big cast, there's a couple of week but they are all brilliant.
It's Misfits is a British science fiction comedy drama television show on E4 about a group of young offenders sentenced to work in a community service programme where they obtain supernatural powers after a strange electrical storm. The show premiered on the 12th of November 2009 and concluded in 2013 in its fifth series. And it's written by Howard Overman, John Brown and Mike O'Leary. And I want to get in touch with these guys because they are just... honest to God, the script is fantastic. And there's one character in there, an Irish guy. Well, there's two, actually. An Irish guy who then went on to do another series, The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, right.
And there's a girl in there that she talks like... How does she... She's not a real... Proper Mancunian, real... She plays it brilliantly. So, anyway... Series of the month is Misfits. If you've not seen it...
That must be on all four then, wasn't it? The catch-up service, if it's not Netflix. If it's a Channel 4 thing, it's got to be on.
Maybe so.
We're watching it on Netflix.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd imagine they probably...
There's a bit of cross-pollination, isn't there, going on? Yeah.
They probably did deals before they did all their own streaming services.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Well, something else... It's funny you say that's from around 2013. I've not heard of it, and I'll look out for it now. But there's one show which I've started watching on one of the streaming services. It was an old Channel 4 series from around that time. And it's Graham Linehan. You know the IT Crowd...
Yes.
You never watched that?
I've never watched it, but I've seen the...
With Richard Adewaye in it and Matt Berry and stuff. Well, I love that show. And then I came across a show which has come away from that as well afterwards, and that was called Toast of London. And it's about a jobbing actor played by Matt Berry, and he does voiceovers as well. And he's banging away some... competitive actor's wife as well, and in the voiceover sessions there's a group of people behind the glass saying so what we want you to do is just say yes, and that's he's even handed a script with the word yes on. And so he goes, right, so you just want me to say yes, that's it. And then next thing you know, before he starts, some other guy buzzes through, hi, Stephen, can you hear me? Yes, I can fucking hear you. What is it now? He goes, can you hear me though, Stephen? This is Clem Fandango. Can you hear me? Who the fuck is Clem Fandango? I was like, oh, sorry, Stephen, he's on placement with us for a while and he's just shadowing to see how things work. Right. And then Clem comes back and he goes, I just want you to say say yes on the script, if you will. Yes, I fucking know I've got to say yes. And it's, if you've ever, not that many people have done voiceovers, and you have, and I've done one or two, and it's very much like that group of people through the glass who repeat the same thing to you, even though you've just been told what to do. Yes! Yes!
Sounds like you when you're coming.
How do you know what Glenn sounds like when he's
behind me many a time?
Brilliant.
So there you go. So you've got two programmes to watch.
Misfits and Toast of London.
There you go.
They are amazing.
We should do this regularly. We should say, this is our recommendation.
Shows we've missed.
Show recommendations and books and all sorts of things. Because everybody's so bored, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Need
amazing.
To know what... I actually, talking about books, I ordered The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Did you?
I did.
Did you get that from IKEA?
You're so shit,
that's
Glenn.
Fond memories for me.
It does have fond memories, which are also books. Ask me how my day was. Should we go to how was your day?
Indeed.
How was your day?
How was your day?
Well, my day has been very interesting because, as you know, I'm a children's author, Glenith.
I know. Hang on.
She's a children's author, you know.
It's true, you are.
I am. And I have the... You join me today in the very exciting news that my first proof has come through to me of my first book that I have written. This is the second book that I've written, but it's the first one, the book that I wrote. But it's the first one in a hopefully a long series of teenage books.
Are you allowed to say what it's called?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
But it's very, very exciting. So I finished the second book in the series. Yes, yeah, so I've been beavering away like a naughty little beaver. It's been very exciting. So today I opened up my email and there it was, all in print, ready to go to the printers.
Wow, that's very exciting.
Yes, how was your day?
Oh, well, between you, me and the Garden Gatepost, I've been buying a new house during a pandemic, which is not the easiest thing to do, let me tell you. And the day after we've finished recording this, I should have completed the whole transaction and deal.
So pleased for you.
I should be in an exciting new house by the time anyone's listening to this.
So the next time we see each other, we could do the podcast at your house.
Yes, I don't see any reason why not.
Well, it's work.
Yeah, it's work. And that'd be great. I would love you to be there. It's all exciting. Yeah. So there's lots going on.
Well, there is. How was your day, Mr. Beattie?
Well, my day was fine.
You've been doing the shed.
I've kind of been doing the shed because there's not a lot going on because obviously we're forced into this lockdown, and you know, for whatever people say, we have to obey it.
Mm.
It's the only way we're going to get through it all, and it's the only sensible thing to do. And I've been turning.
I thought you were going to say, and I've been turned.
And I've been turned. the stable into a little summer house for my lovely wife to do her writing in.
Isn't he nice?
He is lovely.
He's a keeper. You can't have him.
I don't want him. He's someone else's.
Yeah. So that's going on. That's really all I've been doing. I've been sort of doing all the internal panelling and stuff, trying to make it look a little bit Georgian-esque.
Oh, right. Can you do my new house when you come around?
It's very clever, you know. Anything to do with wood, he's very, very good with wood.
Well, I've heard the rumours.
He is, too.
And the fact that he's very good with his hands bodes well for you, doesn't it?
Well, it does, yes. Apart from when he's too much of the tugging and he can't use his wrist. It's very,
exactly,
very bad.
Yeah.
Strain my wrist on the tug.
I know, you do. It's like lifting up a huge liverwurst.
Huge what?
Liverwurst.
What's that?
It's a sausage, isn't it?
Bratwurst.
Is that what it is? No, I'm going to look it up. I'm sure
Liverwurst.
Liverwurst is a sausage, isn't it?
I've never heard of a liverwurst.
Well, do you know what? You're my little sausage.
Well, let's just see, because I want to check this out. Liverwurst. What is it? Liverwurst is a traditional meat-based sausage.
Oh, right.
That is otherwise known as liver sausage.
Funny that.
However, meat is not the only ingredient, and this German sausage contains a variety of ingredients.
Oh, really?
So there you go. You're learning a lot on this podcast.
Is there a picture of it? I've never seen a liver.
It looks like two tits on a sandwich. Can you see it?
No, just enlarge the picture for me.
Look, looks like two tits.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Strange.
This is very weird. Doing this podcast this.
Don't ask me to get the loot out for you. That's
do you know, it's actually... Do you know the loot? Don't get your loot out.
No.
No. What was I going to say? That gone. Completely gone.
Oh, no. It's a sign of madness, that.
It's not. It's the fucking
menopause.
The other
sign is Suggs walking up your driveway. Right. Shall we open up the correspondence corner?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
It's it now.
And not one glass of red wine.
Oh, right. Why not?
Because we're just... It's
you don't want to spill it on your carpet?
No, it's late in the afternoon and it doesn't feel right with you being up there and us down here. I can't enjoy myself as much.
It's because I can see everything from up here, isn't it?
I know you can. Christ.
Just need to dust those top of those curtains as well.
Hey, don't have a go at my housework. Well, it's not me. Never clean.
Yeah.
I don't
you
do it.
Housework.
I don't do it. I do when Debs has a day off.
Right.
She has a week. She comes once a week.
Is that the day she's doing Dallas?
Yes.
Right. Where's Will, by the way?
Well,
is he in the cupboard?
He is, weirdly enough, in LA, but at the same time, he manages to be in the cupboard.
He's in the cupboard in LA. He's socially distanced to extremes.
Yeah.
Let's get him out, shall we? Correspondent Corner. Another message from another caller. Correspondent Corner.
You leave a message and we might get back to you. Yes! Bless him.
I know he's done ever so well for us. Mm. So, first letter, do you want to read it or shall I?
Well, go on, let's mix the changes up now. I'll read the first one.
I'm going to do a paper plane.
Throw it down.
And I'm going to throw it down.
No, I don't know, he wants to do a paper plane.
Because if I screw it up into a ball, you probably won't be able to read it properly. This is a rudimentary paper plane, just for the sake of...
This is going to be a long podcast.
I know. I'm
and he's loving it up there.
Here you go. Paper plane, incoming!
Way!
Right.
Just to give you your credit, that was spot on.
That was actually good. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Mary, Carl. My name is Hannah from Ashbourne in Derbyshire.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
Ashbourne in Derbyshire.
I have only just discovered your podcast and I'm absolutely loving it. You have had me.
That's easy for you to say.
You've had me crying with laughter. You're all so rude and it's right up my street. Keep up the good work. Much love, Hannah. P.S. I've watched all the Most Haunted there is to watch on YouTube. Keep the new stuff coming. Fantastic team, 3 exclamation marks. Well done for keeping us going. Would you like to read the next one or shall I keep going?
Well, you read that page and I'll read the next page.
Okay. Yes. Look at you. We can't wait to do another bloody play. Hello, my gorgeous lockdown lovelies. I can see from your social media posts you're all doing well. Now, who is this from? Hang on. It's from Tina, the posh Essex bird. I'm going to do it in a posh voice. Glenn, you are looking rather handsome of late, I must say.
Oh,
love the food fight video, by the way. Yes, Carl and I had a food fight.
That was hilarious.
Although, not as much as I loved Yvette's twerking footage you've been posting. Lol. Poxy muggy phone keeps changing that to tweaking. Yvette tweaking. Now that's a thought for the filthy minded. Always, I'd thought I'd pop you a quick line to say hi and thanks for keeping us entertained in the crappiest of times, and also to ask you to give my bakery wanker of a brother Dave a little. I know you don't speak like this, I'm just doing it because I'm enjoying it.
She does speak like that.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
This is the posh. She's doing her posh telephone voice.
Dave, a little shout out, as he's having a bit of a shit time of late.
Oh.
And what with me thrashing his Essex arse at our social media interactions competition, he's about to set to jump off the couch roof. Oh, church roof. With his donuts and cinnamon swirls. And may I add, Carl, you are making it rather hard for me to get a good lead on him these days, as you are liking too many unworthy of a like posing posts of his.
I do like all of his posts.
I've posted some cracking food porn pictures this week, and zilch, lol, what's going on here? Ha ha, don't get that. Well, it's 2:13 right now in the morning and my ambient waterfall sounds from Alexa clearly aren't fucking working. It's just making me want to piss. So on that note, I will love you and leave you. Take care, gang. Stay safe. Much love as always. Tina, the posh Essex bird.
Well, Tina, there is a main reason that I like your brother's stuff more than yours is because we all like him more than you.
That's not true.
That's not what you said off.
You said
can't stand that Tina. You actually said can't stand that Tina. Don't like her at all, but I like her brother.
I didn't.
You did. You said it exactly like that. And Glenn phoned me up after the last one. Go, don't like that Tina. Like her brother, but don't like her.
Right. Well, I'm just letting you know, Tina. It's all a load of old bollocks.
We love you both equally.
Equally, yes. Go on then.
We have no favourite children here.
No.
Right. We've got here from Lex in Alsager.
Oh just round the road from us.
It would seem so. Hello. As I write this message, we have tonight been given the news of the schools closing again, and so we re-enter full-time... As you see, there's a lot of backlog with these emails. We re-enter full-time house homeworking whilst trying to school our kids, albeit by Zoom this time around. Tonight, I went to bed and had a little cry.
Aww,
and then remembered there was only one thing to pull me out of a very depressing evening, re-listening to your podcasts. In all honesty, I do this all the time anyway, but tonight I managed to put on one that almost killed me trying to hold in the laughs while my husband is sleeping beside me. It was episode 12, Pelvic Floor Knowledge, and Carl's story of running to the toilet was hilarious.
I remember that.
I can't remember that one.
Oh, well, you were talking about your pelvic floor and how you keep everything in. And Carl, was it you? Was it diarrhea? I think you had
Is that when you shit all over the ceiling?
Shit on the ceiling, yeah.
See, it's funny now.
Sprayed.
It won't have been at the time.
Sprayed.
Like a muck spreader on the back of a tractor.
It was the ceiling, to be fair. It was the walls. The floor.
Yeah.
And covered everything.
It was like, disgusting. You can't take him anywhere.
Half the toilet in brown.
Like, so thank you so much.
No, that was prior to... Yeah, that was prior to us giving him married.
Well, the fact is, you still married him.
I did.
Yeah, but she didn't know that. It wasn't like... There weren't pictures of it everywhere. And I didn't say to her, hey, do you fancy going out for something to eat? By the way, I shit on the ceiling.
Not a big wow with the girls, is it?
Fancy a finger on the couch?
Go on, have another treat yourself.
You can't say that! That's just going too far.
Why is a fist going too far than a finger?
Because a finger isn't actual chocolate biscuit.
Sweetheart, sometimes...
You don't get a chocolate biscuit fist, do you?
Yeah, but that's...
Somebody should invent one, though, shouldn't they?
Yeah, but sometimes a fist fits more than a finger.
I'm not even going to ask how you know.
Well, isn't five fingers a fist?
If you had a finger and and a Kit Kat, that's five, technically. Is that a fistful?
A fistful of fingers.
A fistful of fingers. Fucking hell. Oh, dear.
She says, happy 2021. Thanks for keeping us laughing. Lex in Alsager.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. Hi.
So, you brought back all the memories there, Lex. Thank you.
Sorry.
Hi to Karen Kitchen, Lex. Not Karen in a kitchen. Hello, everybody. As I write this, it's Monday the 21st of December. The shortest day.
Yeah.
I'm currently sat in hospital listening to Podcast 52 waiting for breast cancer surgery. Aww. If I'm honest, I'm shitting myself as I've never had an anaesthetic before. I wanted to say really that I'd love it if you could say hello in a future episode and your podcast, and they really help take my mind off the op and cheer up in general. So hi Karen. Hope everything's been successful.
Yes.
So, yeah, actually, because it's all been done now, so it's successful and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. Please let us know how it all went. We'd love to know.
Yeah, and have you ever had general anaesthetic?
Yes, it was bloody marvelous.
I loved it.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
It was that microsecond just before you go, you go under. All the worries go. You go, this must be what it's like to die. Well, it must be. That's why you ever go, fuck, it's lovely. Because it's out of your control.
Yeah.
There's no worry. It's fucking great.
Three times I've had it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Three times. I've just had it. The first time I ever had it was with the old black gas mask.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid having a fill-in, they used to knock you out there.
Oh, four times if you include that, then. I'm having that when I was a kid as well.
Are you having that one?
See, that must be another thing, because we never used to have any anaesthetic for fillings when I was a kid.
Oh, this is if you had an extraction when you were a kid.
Only if you had to tooth out, it was the gas.
Sorry, I'm wrong. I didn't have the gas for a filling. It was to have when I had the brick in my mouth.
You've had a what in your mouth?
Are you boasting?
No, when I was nine. Oh, no!
Was it a fist brick?
No, for God's sake! No, I was 9 years old now, my face smashed in with a brick.
Yeah, threw a brick in your face.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd love to meet him now.
I lost my teeth.
Oh, you would.
I never found them again. But I lost my teeth, and for that I had to have numerous operations at the Manchester Dental Hospital.
Yeah.
And I just remember this black mask coming down on my... Oh, it was awful. And the smell of the rubber, it was gross. And then thank God we've moved on from then.
Mm.
And now
it's
we just get this.
Now,
and they go, and count to 10. Count to 10 backwards for me. 10, 9.
Woo!
That's it. You've gone. gone.
It's marvellous.
I know.
An email here from Nikki says, "Hi all, just catching up on a few podcasts I've missed. Carl, you must be becoming a medium just like Reg, as you, in podcast 42, you predicted that the Sussexes would move abroad and get a TV deal and shouldn't have given them the idea. Amazing mediumship talents, haha. Also, have you ever tried asking Alexa or Siri to say 100 in Welsh? Looking forward to your next podcast."
Oh, do it. Go on.
Okay, here we go. "Hey Siri, what is 100 in Welsh?"
"I can't translate into Welsh yet."
Well, you're a fat lot of use, aren't you? You try it on your phone then and see if it works.
"Siri, how do I say 100 in Welsh?" No, I can't translate into Welsh yet. Oh. Maybe that's it. I can't translate into Welsh yet.
That'd be anything, wouldn't it? Should I try it?
Yeah.
"Hey Siri, how do I say 100 in Welsh?"
"I can't translate into Welsh yet."
Oh.
"Siri, why can't you translate into Welsh, you dick?"
That's not nice.
"I can't translate into Welsh yet."
He's not. It's just not happening.
No,
it's
not happening, is it?
Oh, I see if he can translate. "Hey Siri, nothing." Oh, yes, shit, there.
"Okay then."
Oh, for fucking hell, hang on. "Hang on, Siri, wait. Translate Clachaiband into English."
"I can't translate into English yet."
You're speaking fucking English. Yeah. What's he sending?
Paper airplane. Oh, next page.
Oh, that went a bit wild. Hang on. Right, let's see.
I'm eating all these crisps.
This is airmail, it's not email, isn't it?
Okay.
Right, who's this from? Helen Beardshaw from, how do you pronounce that? Kerbar. Kerbar? I don't know.
Say what you see.
Derbyshire. Anyway, hi Helen. Sorry if I've mispronounced where you're from. "Hello, I've just finished listening to all episodes of your fabulous, hilarious podcast. Please, please keep up the great work." We will. "I'm a stay-at-home mum of two, they're 9 and 7, and currently homeschooling again in lockdown 3. Just don't go there. Compared to a lot of people, we are very lucky, so I'm not complaining. Anyway, I do find myself asking my husband when he comes in from work, 'How was your day?' and having a little smirk to myself. If I hear a weird name on the radio or TV, I say out loud, 'You change your name.' I think my family think I'm nuts. And then on New Year's Eve, on a Zoom call with some friends after a bottle of champagne, one of our friends told a shit joke. I turned to my husband and said, 'Oh God, it's a shit joke.' And then I said, 'I sound like Yvette. Don't ask me what it was. I was drunk and can't remember, thank God.' Yes, so do we. Lastly, whilst online shopping for the usual necessities, panty liners, tenor ladies and so on, I added that bit, Helen. I spotted this and thought, I have to email. Would Carl wear it? Ew. Stay safe, you lovely people. Off to start homeschooling. Wish me luck. Bollocks to dry jam this year." Well, I agree with you. Thanks, Helen. And what's that? Look at the picture.
Well,
sending
that's the
it
picture.
Down. Carl, you get it.
Oh, there you go. Paper airplane. There you go. So would you wear this, Carl? Open up there.
Do you ever get paid glasses?
Go on.
I'm at that age.
What is it? Describe
it.
Oh,
Lynx
deodorant.
It's Lynx deodorant.
Yes, a picture of Lynx.
Africa and Marmite.
You are joking!
I want it. Oh, it's only £2.
You're going to have to order that. Can you order it online?
Order it online. Africa.
No, what am I saying?
Helen, thank you so much.
No.
I'm going to have Lynx, Africa and Marmite.
No, you're not. You're not going to smell a goddamn Marmite. And you're
not
ordering it, so forget it. Because you're going to smell like an arse.
You smell a vagina.
I'm not impressed with that statement.
That's quite a mashup, though, don't you think? Of
vagina and Marmite. When we go to somebody else, fucking hell, I like them, they're fun, but it's a smell of Marmite and vagina.
It wasn't who came up with the vagina smelling candle or something like that.
What?
It was a
no, there's
I
not.
I put it on the Anytime Podcast Twitter account or something. Somebody had developed one. And whilst we're on the subject of Twitter, did you see the other day Weetabix's latest tweet?
Yes.
And all the responses
baked
that
beans
came with it? Yeah. It was absolutely brilliant. And I think that's the kind of thing social media is for.
I'm actually typing
social
in.
Social media is for should
fun.
Be for fun.
Exactly.
And education and, you know, learning stuff for, stuff. Not, anyway.
I'm just scrolling through the Anytime Podcast
Twitter
account.
Oh, my God,
Twitter
there
account.
Is a candle. You can get it on eBay.
It's Gwyneth Paltrow's.
This smells like my vagina. And it's £109.99. Okay, guys, so on eBay, I'm just waiting for it. Right. It's actually, it's in a black container. And it's a candle with a white sticker on the front of it, and it smells, and it says, "This smells like my vagina." This is ridiculous.
You could just leave some old haddock out on the top.
Oh my God! Gwyneth Paltrow is popularly known for from Iron Man. Blah blah blah. She's collaborated on a signature scent for Goop, which is her company, and a candle was born. Who wants to destigmatize the vagina and celebrate? Oh, I see. They want to destigmatize the vagina and celebrate it for the sexy flower that it is.
Do you know what really pisses me off is where is this destigmatizing the vagina? It already is.
Yes.
Every female has a fucking vagina,
mm-hmm.
and some marry one. I mean,
yes,
they all have a vagina. You don't see men going out and go, "I want to destigmatise the cock."
No,
let's have some cock flame candles.
Oh my God, this is just
cock
with a gorgeous, funny, and beautifully. Oh God, I bet there are cock shaped candles. Yeah, there will be out there. I can't believe that anybody they've actually made. Why would you light a candle that smells like a vagina? We might as well just have some haddock. It's just ridiculous.
Some haddock.
Well, why not? And it's chips. Just, you know, what on earth does a vagina smell like?
I don't know what hers smells like, but.
Oh, let me tell you.
No, but seriously, though. With a gorgeous, funny, and beautifully unexpected scent. That's too freaking right. This limited edition candle, probably because no one's buying it, is an intriguing scent to put us in the mindset of fantasy seduction and sophisticated warmth.
Christ, you know,
imagine a bundle of roses wrapped in suede. What?
Why do I need to imagine that?
I don't know. This sensual fragrance is made with geranium, citrusy bergamot, and haddock. The result is a body positive. The result is a body positive concept intended for those who want to destigmatize the vagina and celebrate it for the sexy flower it
is. Smell like a North Sea fisherman.
made with a combination of natural and safe synthetic fragrance materials blended in vegetable wax and lead-free cotton wick and tuna oil.
I love what you said, synthetic materials. Like she's actually squeezed her own vagina out.
That's not runny wax, is it?
That is just absolutely bloody ridiculous. I mean, next you'll get under tit sweat.
Yeah, that's
on sale, as I said, for £109.99.
Well, more to say, a fool and a money are easily parted.
It's sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah, but I bet that is limited edition. It's sold out because people like us have kind of bought it as a joke. Or to go, because no one will. You imagine a
get
guy
that
say,
present for somebody you don't like.
Taking you out for a nice meal. We've watched the pictures. We come home. What I'm going to do is light my minge scented candles to see if I can get you in the mood.
Scented candles.
There's got to be a reviews on this, surely. Oh, it's on eBay, so you can't see reviews, can you? On that,
should be up. Yeah.
Wow. Just
bit of bedtime reading there.
What gets you? There was actually a meeting. No, I mean, people were around the table going, "We need a new candle. What should we sound like?" I would be the one coming out with the joke, going, "Well, let's make it smell like min."
This is the Alan Partridge coming out with program ideas, isn't it?
Unbelievable! I can't
monkey tennis. Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
Does that just not going to show you about Channel 4? They did a. It was a joke on Alan Partridge when he said monkey tennis and cooking in prison.
Yes.
As a joke. They actually did cooking in prison with that Ramsay dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it just in prison. You kind of go, this was a joke. People laughed at it and you've actually commissioned
done it.
Unbelievable. Sorry, I'm gobsmacked with that. Absolutely gobsmacked. And
incredible.
Don't anybody send us vagina-smelling candles.
Or candles.
I would be very upset.
I've been put somewhere.
I've never smelled a vagina, and I certainly don't want to start smelling it now.
Okay.
That's a statement.
Well, you
I
need
didn't
to take
think
that
I was
peg off
gonna...
your nose, love.
Swiftly moving on. I've got an email here from Daniel Jackson in Cleveland.
Oh,
that sounds painful.
He's put in brackets, not Blackpool. He's one of the associates. It's just up the road. First of all, let me thank you for making my journeys home from working nights over Christmas the best, if not dangerous.
Oh, dear.
At one point, I almost had to pull over due to laughing my head off at Reg's exclusive story, Scrooge. Ah, that was on the last podcast where Reg invented a story about some guy called Scrooge. Yeah,
yeah.
I work for the ambulance service handling 999 calls. It was on the very shift I had just finished that someone from Liverpool had spent 10 minutes calling me Scrooge. in exactly the same way Reg said it. But it wasn't Reg calling, was it? If it was, don't worry, those type of injuries can happen when you overwork it. Anyway, what I was really emailing you for was because in Manchester, I used to drive past a takeaway that always made me feel both hungry and sick without even eating their food.
Oh, wow, I'm intrigued. Wow.
I've attached a picture because it really does sound like it's not true. Would you get dinner from this place? Ha ha, thanks for lightening my year with love and laughter on the app, YouTube, and of course, this fabulous podcast. I won't paper plane you this one down, but it's a takeaway restaurant. The shutters are down on it, but the sign above the door in the big window says... Milky Dream.
No!
Takeaway in restaurants. Would you go to Milky Dream? For-
no! Milky Dream.
Sounds like our sex life.
It does, doesn't it? Milky Dream. I think you should use that.
Milky Dream.
I like
Dream.
It because it's really quite gross.
Milky Dream dunk.
Right. Next email coming through on one page. There you go. Paper airplane. Hit the mic stand there.
Your aim is very good.
I don't know. I've always been complimented on it.
Jeez. Our sense of humour really is terrible, isn't it?
It's filthy, isn't it?
It's very school.
Yeah.
Right, this is from Lisa from Hull in East Yorkshire.
Hello, Lisa.
Yeah, hello, you lovely lot. I cannot say how much I love listening to your podcast. They make me pee my pants, literally.
I cannot say how much I love listening to
because
your podcast.
Because I don't.
Because I think
you're shit. A couple of times she's had to pull over whilst driving as I'm crying so much. We seem to affect people whilst driving.
But my favourite email ever was from the person in Australia who downloads the podcast.
Oh, I know. That was great.
Drives across the Radio Dead Zone. Yeah. They had to pull the truck over and get out for laughing so much. What a scene.
Brilliant. Also love the Hello Week on Most Haunted. I was so scared I had to sleep with the lights on. Too much annoyance with the hubby as he likes it with the lights off. Ooh. I have a question for Yvette. As a lady of a certain age myself, how do you stop yourself from a little or a lot of wee coming out when you are scared or laughing? You must have a tight pelvic floor. Love you guys. Keep going and stay safe. From Lisa.
She doesn't. It's baggy and loose.
Oh, my God. No, it is not. Well.
She pisses all over.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. It's now becoming a candle moulding factory.
It's like a watering can.
Let me tell you, right, here's a little tip for all you lovely ladies out there. Right.
Stick a sponge up.
No! When you go to the toilet for a whittle, right, clasp your pelvic floor, right? So don't let all the wee come out at once. Clasp the pelvic floor, hold the wee in, and then go for a little bit more of a wee. Clasp the pelvic floor, do a little bit more of a wee, and that way you build up your pelvic muscles.
Oh, it reminds me of that time when I was at primary school, and you know when you're desperate to go to the toilet, and a girl sat on the same table as me had wet herself, and I said to the teacher, I said, "Miss Donohoe, Helen's wet herself," and the teacher said, "Oh, Helen, why didn't you put your hand up?" And she said, "I did, but it trickled through my fingers."
Oh, no. And can I just say, you little bastard. What? You little snake in the grass. What? I wet myself when I was at school. I was 6 years old.
You weren't in my class.
No, but you would have been the little shit that would have said and told on me. I was so humiliated. And it happened when we were all, I think I've told this story, we all had to go round the teacher's desk. Do you remember? You had to all line up round your teacher's desk with your books.
Oh, yeah.
And one after the other, you'd do a bit of reading.
You were college, weren't you?
Yeah, sure. Anyway, went round and I was desperate for a wee and I kept trying to interrupt and say, "Please, miss, can I go to the toilet?" And she kept ignoring me and the floodgates opened.
Oh.
All around it came down, all snuck out, all under a desk, and she tapped her foot underneath the desk.
Did she have her shoes off at the time?
No. And this pee all sort of splashed up.
She said, "You know, why didn't you put your hand up?" He said, "I did, miss, but it trickled through my fingers."
Anyway,
do you know what? I peed myself at school once.
You never told me that.
Yeah, I did. And it was so embarrassing because when I was at school, weirdly enough, at primary school, I was very nervous about everything. And there was one bit when... It's only when I shut the door and I knew I couldn't go to the loo. I wanted to go to the loo. Mm-hmm. And there was the headmistress knew I had this problem, so she said, Mrs. Gerard, her name was, best headmistress ever in the world. She was absolutely great. And she just said, look, she told the teachers, if, you know, just so I can get over this. And it was a mental thing of thinking I couldn't get out of the classroom. You know, and I was allowed to put my hand up, and if I need to go to the loo, they'd let me go. And it's one particular, a Miss Collins class.
Yeah.
Remember that? And I kept putting my hand up, and she kept, put your hand down. I said, can I go to the loo, miss? And she said, toilet, miss. And she said, no, you can't. And I said, but I'm really desperate, miss. And of course, the more she said no, the more I wanted to go. So I thought, you know, she let me piss myself in the class. I was only tiny. Damn. And it was a guy called John Brock.
Right.
Yeah, John Brock. I think he lived in Quaker's Way on Fairlands.
Bastard.
I know. And he went, he's wet himself.
Oh, no.
You prick.
Yeah,
I've held
Glenn,
that grudge since I was
so, Glenn, you prick.
5 years old. But the good thing was when my mum came up the school and the teacher got a bollocking from
right.
not just my mum, but the headmaster and mistress as well, Mrs. Gerard.
Yeah, came out.
Absolutely. God rest her soul.
I think there should be more emails on that particular page that you were reading from there.
Ah, yes. Tina Palmer.
Oh, she's back on again.
She's back on again. Hello, it's me again. Sorry, chaps, forgot to give you this little tongue twister to try. One sock cutter, he cuts socks. Two sock cutters, they cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. One sock cutter, he cuts socks.
Go on, keep going.
Two sock cutters, they suck cuts. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. One sock cutter, he cut socks. Two sock cutter, he cut socks. Three sock cutters, they cut socks. I don't think
you did all right, though. Yeah, very, very good.
You try, Mr. B.
Okay. Can I put your glasses?
Yeah.
Thank you. Cocksucker, 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 cocksucker,
cocksucker, cock. I think that's what she was getting at.
Yeah, that was really good.
Glenn, we have to.
I can't
be
that.
There.
Nah, forget it.
Is there another one? Hey guys, Amanda Pepper here. Thanks for making us all smile during these difficult times. I've sent something. I thought this review of the new Amazon sellout toy might just tickle your fancy. Oh, here he comes
new
again.
Amazon sellout toy on a paper airplane.
Right. A Christmas miracle. I was a bit skeptical, as I have owned many different toys in the past and always found them a bit of a disappointment. But let me tell you, this is a game changer. Imagine 100 perfectly formed angels going down on you. What? While soothing your soul and whispering in your ear the answer to all your problems. I'm 99% sure I passed over into the afterlife for a brief moment in time. I will never leave the comfort of my house again to seek the solace of a lover or even to buy batteries. Not that I could walk for a good 30 minutes anyway, as it's rechargeable. A gift from God. I don't know what that is. Oh, it's the style name, for those interested, is the Pro 2 Next Generation. I assume it's a vibrating
Sounds
cord.
Like it must be, yes.
Yes, there you go. Thank you very much
Good
for that.
Good review.
Yes, very Good. Nice review. Thank you.
You want to order one? There you go.
I've already ordered got one in.
I'm assuming that she's ordered one herself now, judging by the stuff she was looking for online.
I could never, and I do not own anything like that, and because...
Not me, you don't need it.
This is true. But what I'm saying is, I'd be so frightened if anything happened to either me and Carl, and the kids had to come in and rifle through the drawers and empty, then they found something.
Ah, yes.
I mean, the shame of it, shame! I'd die!
That fist on a pneumatic drill.
Yeah, but did you not see that Zoom call? It was a news thing, where the lady had the
yes.
A bookcase in the back.
Yes, yes!
It was on BBC Wales News.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. I mean, I'd die. Absolutely die.
Brilliant. We've got an email here from Veronica Harris in Haywood. And it reads, I will get to the point. I was laughing my head off at the Christmas podcast. Reg was opening up to you, Yvette and Glenn, about his grouting problem. We heard a lady bottom burp from Yvette.
It was not from me. Let me tell you that right
it
now.
Was.
It was not.
It was.
No, it was not. I don't. I'm like a Barbie
Loud
doll
and proud
there.
She was. Well, when I was 19 a few years ago, I worked with horses on a private yard with my grandmother. She was the housekeeper. Anyway, I had been out on a Thursday night with the girls. A few beers were downed, blimey, back then. And we could get pissed on a tenner. It was the late 80s. On the Friday, the council came to collect the horse manure. We were all sat having a coffee and the yeast and hops made its way out and I had to say it was rank, utter rank. Max the dog, who was owned by the people who we work for, was under the table, and my grandmother, in her Glasgow accent, shouted, "Oh, Max, you're stinking! Get out! Go on, out!" Poor Max got up and looked as if to say, "It wasn't fucking me." I said, "I will take Max outside," and I said to him, "Cheers, buddy, for taking the blame." I never confessed the truth to my grandmother until a month after she passed, and I told her. Much safer that way. So, Yvette, the message is keep farting. Much love to you all, and thank you for keeping me laughing with the wonderful podcast. P.S. Me Bezzy Karen and me are off to Hodroyd in May for a sleepover. There we go.
Oh, perfect.
It wasn't me that farted.
It was you that farted. These
boys do it all the time, and they blame me.
You fart like a...
You're
the windiest person.
I am not.
It was so offensive, Veronica, you might know that even Watson and Olive left the room.
Yeah, they did.
So there you go.
And one of them hadn't come back yet.
I don't fart.
That's brilliant. Shall I read the next one, or do you want it paper plane down to you?
No, you do the next one.
Okay. Steve McQueenie says, "Hello, everyone."
Hello, Steve McQueenie.
Hope you're doing well during this lockdown. It's been a while since I emailed in. I saw this attached and instantly thought of it for you. Change your name. It made me laugh far too much. Stay safe, guys, and keep the laughs coming. Speak soon. Rest in peace, Uncle Mo. You touched so many is the phrase above the picture of Mo.
Oh, my God, no.
Let me hold up. You can see it's a very big blown-up picture. Good. Yeah. So, what's his name?
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Mo Lester!
Wow.
Rest in peace, Uncle Mo. You touched so many, Mo Lester. Oh, my God, no.
Change your name.
Awful. Wow.
Hello, Hens. There's an email that starts from Becky Price in sunny Surrey.
Hello, Hen.
I just wanted to say a massive thank you to Yvette and Carl. We managed to bag ourselves a little Zoom call with you both before Christmas.
Mm.
Mega brownie points for me from my fiancé, Tom. You told us if we needed a laugh to have a listen to the Yvette and Glenn podcast. Well, as a hairdresser, all I have to do at the moment is sit in my PJs all day, helping myself to chocolate fingers and having a chat to myself, a new lockdown hobby. So I decided to give it a go, and well, I bloody love it. Aww. I haven't belly laughed like that in ages. Yvette, your laugh is so infectious, I can't cope. And every time I hear Reg's car pull up, I move all the food and drink aside because I end up projectile spraying all over my paint by numbers, another lockdown hobby. God, my life is sad. Anyway, love you all. Massive, huge thanks, you skanks, she says.
Yeah.
And before I go, Yvette will hate me, I have a quick shit joke.
Oh, for God's sake, it was going so bloody well.
You were doing so well. What does a cow with no lips say?
Ooh.
Well done, both of you.
Do you know what? That's a shit joke, but we all laughed.
Yes. Now then, do you want to read the next one?
Go on then.
Okay.
Aeroplane it down.
Here it comes. There you
shit,
go.
He's lost his hole.
Now, there's a few pages with this one because it's quite long, so I'll see if my aim can improve.
He's giving it to me, right.
Go on, you start that. I'll paper plane the next one down whilst you're reading it to Carlson. It's from Amy.
Hello, Amy.
Doesn't say
where
Amy is, though.
Hello, Amy.
Dearest Glenn, Yvette, Carl, Mary, Watson, the mothers and everyone else, can I firstly just say that I absolutely adore your podcast. It's no secret that this year's been a bit of a shocker for everyone, but in my lowest moments, I know that all I have to do is pop on my headphones and listen to you guys to pick me right up back again. So thank you. You're very, very welcome. Anyway, the reason for my... Oh, Jesus Christ, I've just seen the word below. Anyway, the reason for my mail is that whilst listening to Yvette talk about burnt vulvas and rug burn... Did I?
Which podcast was that on?
Oh, God.
Is that an old one or a recent one?
Burnt vulvas and rag burn. Rug burn, rag burn. What's rag burn?
It's when you put it in and pull it out.
Oh, my God. A rug burn in one of your recent podcasts. It reminded me of a pretty horrendous time in my life when, quite frankly, my fanny got burnt. Let me tell you about it.
Outrageous.
Down.
Here's the last
page.
There
you go.
You've got two pages on this email.
That went a bit too far, that one, Leonard. You're getting a bit over... That's enthusiastic. Oh my God, it is a long one.
Oh, hello.
Hey, picture the scene. Can we have a bit of music for this, please?
Yes, I'll put something atmospheric in.
Yeah. Picture the scene. I'm preparing for my annual trip to Crete. My flight leaves in 8 hours, plenty of time, but instead of getting prepared like I should, I fannied around, packing useless items, swapping my outfits, painting my nails, etc. I finally managed to get my packed bag downstairs when I remember I forgot to de-hair my banana basket.
De-hair my banana basket?
What is a banana basket?
Is that a euphemism? Brilliant. It has to be, doesn't it?
Shit, I realise I've packed my razor, but fear not. Upstairs in the bathroom cupboard, I find my mum's tube of Nair that I think she uses for her upper lip. I whip off my trousers, stand in the shower and squirt a huge dollop of this fragrant calcium hydroxide solution onto my hand, and then I rub it all over my punani, making sure that I don't get it inside. I read the tube for instructions about how long to leave it on for, when glaring me in the face are the dreaded words, "Do not use on sensitive skin." Meh, I think it will be fine. A few minutes pass, my undercarriage is feeling slightly warm and tingly, a little bit stingy.
I just love the term on
my undercarriage.
Warm and tingly, a little bit stingy, but not unbearable.
Stingy.
I can handle it. I am winning at life. Then out of nowhere, the urge came. I need to wee so badly. I don't know if it was the running water, but I couldn't hold it in anymore. I made a dash to the loo, squatted and released. That was when the excruciating pain exploded in my underneath. The wee seemingly spread the chemicals all over my nether regions. I was in agony. For any of you guys out there who might think I'm over-egging the pudding, imagine sticking your dick in the spout of a boiling kettle. I screamed, I stood up, I weed on the floor, I weed on my foot, and I left a trail as I ran back to the shower as fast as I could. I turned on the water and desperately tried to rinse off the demon cream as though my life depended on it. At one point, I actually did wonder if there had ever been a case of death by Nair. The water didn't help, the pain was getting worse, I was still screaming, there was pubic hair everywhere, and my vagina was quite frankly on fire. It felt like someone heated up a metal pole and shoved it inside of me. It was agony. After rinsing for what felt like 6 years, the pain had died down by approximately 1%, and I penguin walked down the stairs to try and find a cooling solution. There in the fridge was my dad's bottle of Stella, perfect shape. So there I sat for 20 minutes squatting over a bottle of Stella to cool off my bits. The bottle was laid down, by the way. Nothing else would be entering my vajayjay for at least a year.
Good to know.
I took a sneaky peek at the damage. Everything was dark red, swollen and throbbing. I think the Nair had removed a layer of skin along with the pubic hair because I could see little patches of bloody flesh.
Oh, no.
A sight I never want to see again. My flight grew even closer, and so I sheepishly made my way to my friends to head to the airport. The walk to the departure lounge was agony, and my friends found it hilarious when I finally told them why I was walking like I'd shat myself. And of course, when we finally boarded the plane, I discovered that I couldn't actually sit down without it feeling like someone was stabbing needles into every millimetre of my labia. Needless to say that other than takeoff and landing, I spent the whole 4 hours flight standing up. I wish I had just unpacked my razor. Anyway, sorry for the super long story. I can laugh about it now. I did, in fact, burn my foof again a few years later, except this time it involved some hair straighteners. But that's the story for another time. Stay safe and big love. Keep being you and doing what you do. You all rock. Amy, kiss, kiss. I'm not surprised she doesn't say where she's from.
No.
You know,
that was
Amy,
a great story.
You really need to let us know, one, about the
hair straighteners.
But two, did you get any action on the holiday?
Oh, God,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. Good question.
Good question.
Yeah.
Shall I read another one? Glenn?
Yes, go on. There's one last email there.
Yes. Hello from Cornwall. Attached a movie video with a weird sound, but obviously whoever watches it will see what's making the noise.
It's
Matt.
Time to play What's That Noise?
Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Boom. Only ask, P.S. Anybody need any pasties? Yes, actually, we do, Matt. Come on.
Thank you, Matt.
Lovely,
okay,
Matt.
So I've got
it is lovely Matt from Lou.
So
Gorgeous. We
have I've got the video here, and here is the noise. So for our home and studio audience, this is the sound. One more time.
Can't hear anything.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's so quiet.
Right. So no, that don't. Is the sound. Now, if you want to take part and have a go at guessing that noise, or indeed sending us an email to Correspondence Corner, this is how you get in touch.
It's hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
That's great. And what's that noise? Hopefully we'll have some answers to that for Matt. Thank you very much.
Should we guess?
I think it's a hedgehog licking some milk.
Sounds like somebody going...
Right, it's neither of those noises.
Okay.
So that's a couple to eliminate from the list.
All right.
So thank you very much. Have a go. hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Brilliant.
Shall we phone the mothers?
Yes, actually.
Shall we phone Angela first?
Let's phone Angela first. Okay. My mummy, mummy, mummy.
Talking of the line, the witch in the wardrobe.
Now then, stop what? That. No need for that behaviour. Have a finger on the couch.
Hello!
Hello, mummy!
Oh, hello, Greg. How are you,
Greg?
Who's Greg?
Sorry, Glenn. Bloody hell.
Ask if she wants a finger.
I've not done this for a while.
Andrea, would you like a finger?
Well, Lynette told me that.
Lynette. Well, she sat on the sofa.
We've not done this for a while, have we?
Lynette sat on the sofa next to Chris.
Who?
We're getting all the names wrong. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How's yourself, Glenn?
Oh, I'm feeling myself nicely, thank you very much.
Yes, that's terrible, that.
Have you met any famous people in Morrison's of late, Mother?
Oh, good question.
Nigel Havers, I did. I watched that. He came in.
He spat my goddamn tea out, Mother.
Nigel Havers.
Nigel Havers.
In
Aldi.
No, Waitrose.
Waitrose, oh, I get that.
Yeah, no, he popped in. It was nice to see him, actually. I haven't seen him for a while.
When you say he popped in?
Yeah. Oh, got a bit of a cough. Have you had your COVID?
No.
Well, yes, we've
had the test, but how was your COVID test? Your vaccine.
My vaccine, no, it's fine, perfectly okay, didn't hurt at all, no trouble. Forgot all about it, actually, as soon as they did it.
So you didn't feel a little prick going in?
I'm sorry?
You didn't feel a little prick going in?
No, I didn't. But as I say, Nigel Havers, talking of which... he just had his too.
So you had a really good chat with him then?
I did, yeah. No, we did speak for a while. He's just finished doing his... I'm hoping there'll be a third series of Finding Alice. Have you watched it, anybody?
Oh, no. Is this another recommendation of things to watch?
Yes, it's that... what is she called? Is it Karen...
I love how she asks us. Who? Oh, Keely Hawes.
That's the one, Keely Hawes. Horse, is that a name? Hawes.
No, yes. Keely Hawes, H-A-W-E-S.
I've just finished watching it all now, so I'm hoping there's another series, because she's just about to incinerate herself with a husband's sperm.
Incinerate herself?
With a husband's sperm?
Yeah, she's just about to incinerate herself with her husband's sperm, because he's left some brewing, and he's dead now, she can use it.
How did she get out of him if he was dead?
Well, no, it happened quite a long time ago, actually, and unbeknownst to her, she's beginning to wonder, has he got other kids floating around?
Floating around?
That'd be clever.
Yeah, with the sperm that he's given, what do they call it?
Donated at the bank.
Hey?
Donated at the sperm bank.
Yeah.
Left a deposit.
Yeah, I tried that at the HSBC, they threw me out.
Yeah, he deposited in the sperm bank. Yeah, so I'm hoping that there'll be another series. He didn't say anything when I saw him the other day.
What was he buying? What was in his basket, Mark?
He didn't
let
anything out of the bag at all.
What was in his basket?
Well, I did think it was strange, actually, what he's got in his basket. I won't mention it.
Why? You can't
half a story.
It wasn't one of Gwyneth Paltrow's candles, was it?
Anyway, how's your mum?
Oh, yes, Agnes. Shall we ring her?
And find out?
Yes.
I'm just about to add her as a caller, so it may fall quiet to you for a split second or two. So bear with me.
Fingers.
Here we go.
About fisting in the front room.
myself laugh.
I heard everything with these headphones on.
I know. Bet your mother doesn't answer.
Hello?
Oh, she's dead!
God, it's you lot. Just a minute, I turn the telly off. Where the hell am I?
Oh. Have you got the racing on?
That's really tickling me, that. Mum, shall we merge you with Angela?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Here we go. Right, you're both in.
Hello? Hello, Angela.
Hello, Agnes. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
I'm doing all right, too. Not good bad at all. Yeah. Have you had your jab?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah? Which one was it?
The Pfizer.
All right. I had the Oxford one. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
But you know, I just wonder if I did have anything, because I never even felt the needle going in.
Sorry, can you just say all that again?
You know, and I thought, I said effects or anything, I thought, is it one of these placebos or what?
No, I haven't had it. Honestly, once I had it, I never thought about it again.
No.
Oh, it didn't bother me in the slightest. And how are you doing with the lockdown? Are you doing as you're told?
Well, I don't go anywhere anyway.
No. I find the social distancing a pain in the neck.
Especially
when you're social distancing between yourself. I mean, that is very difficult.
How do you social distance between yourself?
I find that very difficult.
Well, I'm not so. Now, ladies.
I like my own company.
He's just trying to get a word in edgeways. Ladies.
I know what you mean.
It's their podcast now.
Social distancing in myself, I'm finding a bit of a bloody nuisance. Because I'm in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and I'm waiting outside the bathroom door to go in, and I can't go in until I come out.
Jesus. Mothers! Your daft pair of bats.
Oi! Bloody nuisance.
Can Curly and Moe.
Cut it.
Curly and Moe, listen. Can you hear me, you deaf pair of clocks?
Can you hear me, Clem Fandango?
I can hear you, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we want to ask you both the question. You've got to answer honestly. We've had an email in from a lovely lady who's having trouble keeping her wee-wee in. And she needs to know, needs some advice from some elderly ladies, more mature ladies, how to keep the fluid inside, and what little tips and advice can you possibly give to the younger generation who perhaps when they laugh or they giggle, the wee-wee comes away? What can you give advice? Should we go with Agnes first?
Well, what about trying to get exercise for your pelvic muscles?
And how do you do that? How do you do that, Agnes?
Well, it's just like trying to hold it in a bit.
But how do you do that?
And then again, if it's really that bad, why don't you go to your doctor's and then you can see the nurse?
Right. So is there any...
You're able to get something sorted out then.
Well, is there any exercises that you do, Agnes, you yourself?
Well, it's just like when you go to the toilet and you do your wee and, you start to hold it for a bit then.
So you basically do the same as me. I say exactly the same. Thank you, Agnes. What about yourself, Mother?
Your mother just links all over the place.
I think a good blanket stitch works very, very well.
A good what?
Blanket stitch.
Agnes, a good blanket stitch. Or a chain stitch.
I'm a bit sore on that one. You didn't get that after you find your babies at times, don't you? Stitch.
No, seriously. I think Tenor Lady, part three.
Aye.
It's very good.
You haven't tried them, no. I'm all right at the moment. I've got enough.
I suffer them the other way, Agnes. Very rarely. I think I've been once this morning, and that's not when I first woke up. But having said that, when I do go, I'm still there forever. I'm going to have to practice what I preach and put a few blanket stitches in. I think that'll help for when you know, when
I go to the nurse every 3 months.
You go what?
I go and see the nurse at the doctor's.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I get a pessary, yeah. It gets changed every 3 months. That helps to keep it in a bit more.
Really? That's easier than a blanket stitch.
Bursting for a wee every 3 months, though.
Tell the young lady then, that's what's the best thing to do, get bursting.
Well, there you are. Wonderful advice from Angela and Agnes. Oh, my God. All the newspapers and all the news on the TV will be wanting you to be their agony aunts from now on.
Absolutely.
Nothing that a good blanket stitch won't fix, eh?
Hey, listen, we won't keep you for much longer because, Mum, I know that you were probably watching your porn stars on the TV again, weren't you?
The what?
Porn stars.
Oh, no. I've been watching Tipping Point, actually, this afternoon. When Zupic comes on, I've seen most of his things anyway, so,
I don't like watching quiz shows.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. Right,
I forget all the answers.
Yeah, Agnes, shut up now.
Well, we're very good at quizzes, aren't we, Agnes?
You're really good. Right, we love you, but bugger off. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, they're gone.
It's funny. I just always imagine your mum running around spraying like a cat on heat. Just running around the house naked,
up against the doorposts,
rubbing herself on the door frame.
What's wrong with you? Why do I even ask that? It's nice to hear them. I can't wait for when we can all be together around a table again.
Mm.
This is just crazy.
Nice to be on the same floor.
I know, but looking up,
hello.
We can just see your face.
He's got flares on. I can see right up to his knee.
He's in a wing back chair, up on the top on the gallery there, and he's got his earphones in. We're seeing your profile more, aren't we?
Yes, you are. I feel very distinguished up here. Let me tell you. Yes.
You are.
I feel like I'm in the viewing gallery of the House of Commons. Right, shall we? Hang on. Don't do anything because I think I can actually hear from my lofty heights a car arriving.
Last time, to our horror, Miss Topoli kicked the bucket, expired, gone to the dogs.
She died.
But fortunately, our crime-fighting diva came back to life. Don't ask me how or why, but...
she did. Hooray.
We join the invigorated detective with our hubby, the mad scientist Dr. Driscoll in Wuhan, China, on a mission for the truth.
I say, my love, this food market is really quite extraordinary. Are those bats nipples?
I believe they are, my love. Let me try this stall. Mr. Cox, no cock too small for the discerning customer. Sounds interesting.
I say, young man.
Why, you are.
Have you noticed any strange and peculiar animals being sold around here?
You want cock?
Oh, my dear man, you make me blush. No, I just want answers.
My love. Let's try Who Hell He's stall. He looks like he might know of some young guy. I've heard he can lead us to the Guilty Market stall.
You're right. Come, my dear. This way.
Hello? Hello there?
Yeah.
Are you Who Hell He? Some young guy?
Yeah, I know some young guy. He likes to poison unsuspecting foreign pricks like you. He over there is steaming his dumplings.
Oh, my dear, who's that on the floor?
Oh, why, that's Charlie Chan.
He appears to be dead.
Oh, we must succeed where Charlie Chan has failed. Aha! Some young guy, stand back from the dumplings and stick them up.
Careful, my love. His cock is spitting at us. It looks like it's about to attack.
Get back! You can't catch me. I fooled the world and contaminated you all with my balls. Here, take that, you motherfucker!
We watch as some young guy's wrinkled COVID-ridden balls fly across his stall and land straight in Miss Tarpley's open, wide, gargantuan mouth. With horror, Dr. Driscoll tries to rescue his beloved from her certain doom. Alas, he's too late. Miss Tarpley has swallowed some young guy's balls whilst he... Whilst his cock violently spits! What will happen to our beloved crime fighters? Tune in next time for another award-winning In Our Own Heads, Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll!
Yay!
Well. Well. Wow,
that was an eye-opener.
Would you Adam and Eve it?
Would you Adam and Eve it?
Oh, dear.
Since, oh, my God.
Since when did they join the World Health Organization?
Yeah. Oh, hiccup, sorry. Ooh. And I haven't had a glass of wine.
Ooh, who needs the wine?
Who does need the wine?
There we go.
I'm exhausted now listening to that.
Anyway, normally at this point we would have another car screeching up the driveway, don't we? But I suspect a certain Maurice Marina isn't allowed to drive around so much. So if Reg is as talented as he makes out, he should be calling us any second now. Time to perfection. Well, he thinks he's talented. Oh, look, he's ringing.
There you go, see? Oh, my God, that's a little bit...
Unbelievable. Oh, Reg Corker ringing the show.
Stands up in amazement. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, what I thought we could do is... Oh, answer it.
Hello, Reg.
Hey, is that Glenn?
It is.
Hi, Reg. Is he better
hey,
too?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Glenn?
Yeah, loud and clear. Can you hear us, Reg?
That's great. That's great, my old pal, my friend.
It's lovely to hear.
My mentor, my lovely man, my brother, my brother.
It's lovely to hear your voice, Reg. We
shit, are you there?
Yeah. Carl sends his love. He's just gone to the toilet.
Oh, do you know, I don't like that southern guest.
He loves you. He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, he should be. Everyone's a fan of mine. Now, everyone's a fan of mine.
Oh, God, he's on one. Hi, Reg. Now, listen, we've had lots of it. Well, we're just going to read two today. Two emails.
Right. Before you start, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Okay, right. We started this. I called you up because I psychically knew this was the time. This was the time.
He's bang on.
I tried a Zoom. A Zoom. It didn't work.
You tried a what?
So I had to call a Zoom. A Zoom. Because all the kids are doing a Zoom these days.
They are, yeah.
I do a lot of readings by Zoom. Anyway, I've called you, not a Zoom. I've called you on the phone.
That old-fashioned way.
And no one there has asked me how I am. No one.
How are you, Reg?
Right, say it with a bit more integrity, you old cow. Right, I'm going to start again.
How are you, Reg?
Right, shut the fuck up until I tell you. You can go.
Hang on, Reg. Would you like your jingle playing, by the way? Would you like me to play your jingle?
Right, yeah, okay. 3, 2, 1, play the jingle, record.
For here am I talking to Reg Corker. Turning the air blue, so it's love and light to you.
It's Reg Corker, everyone!
Hey, everyone, how are you? It's great to talk to you both, how are you?
Oh, it's so great,
really
Reg.
Lovely
to
see
hear
you.
From you.
Hear you.
How's the lockdown treating you both?
Oh, not very often.
Yeah,
it's
sad.
Not often, but that's your case of your life, isn't it, lad?
Well, that's obviously true, yeah.
Reg, we've got a couple of emails that
have
come in.
Okay, I'm going to do this once more. You're clearly not listening to what I'm fucking saying. Well, stop recording, don't you put this thing back.
Okay.
I called you out the goodness of my heart and my psychic ability. so everyone can hear me, right?
Right.
For you to make this stupid podcast worth listening to. And not one of you got the common decency to ask me how I am.
I've just said that.
Right, so we'll try it again. We'll try it once more.
How are you, Ben?
Not fucking yet. Not fucking yet. Right.
Right.
Three. Oh. Two, right, shut up. Shut the fuck up. Three, two, one. Start recording.
Reg Cork is here, yay! Everybody!
Hey, everyone, how are you? Great to hear you. Great to hear you.
Oh, it's wonderful
friend,
to hear from you,
pal.
Reg.
You're my mentors, you're my brother and my sister in life.
How are you, Reg?
Oh, I'm great, thank you very much. It's been tough with the lockdown. Because, you know, I've been doing a lot of readings by Zoom.
By what?
And by Zoom, readings by Zoom. I've been using the Zoom to reach people around the world.
And has it been successful?
It's been very successful, but everything I do is successful. It is. It's great.
Lovely.
The trouble is, Diddy's been really winding me up. We've been stuck in a bubble, and him and his club foot keeps moving the bubble around. It's just not right. It's just not right.
Right.
It's just, hang on. Diddy, can you make me a cup of tea? He's gone now. He was standing next to me looking at me. He's boss-eyed, did he?
No.
And he looks really weird.
He's boss-eyed and he drives.
He looks weird when he's looking at you. Because you don't know whether he's looking directly at you or at the side. You don't know if you can make a face at him.
I'm too scared to speak.
I know, I am.
Right, okay.
Reg.
Yes, my love, my sister. My sister from another mother.
I'm just letting you know we've had a couple of emails from some fans of yours.
Right,
and
okay, can we just stop there? Can we stop again? Can we stop there? Can we stop the
call? Yeah, we've stopped.
Okay, look, you stupid cow. Say a couple. I know you've had thousands of emails for me. Thousands. You picked a couple from the thousands. Do you hear that, you stupid cow?
Okay, yes, that's actually
right,
true. Cause
okay.
We've only got time.
Stop talking now. Just stop talking now, please. You're a witch. Right, okay. Calm down now. Right. Okay, then, brother from another mother.
Right.
Start recording again in 3, 2, 1. Okay, Evie, how are you, love? Did you say something? Did you get some correspondence for me?
Yeah, we've had thousands and thousands and thousands of mailbags full
right,
of...
Right, that's great. Mailbags?
Well, printed out
emails.
Yeah, printed out emails. And we've had to bring them here to... And we've just got time just to pick out two. And the first one, they're wanting your advice, Reg. The first one reads...
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Dear Reg... Will playing with my breasts make them bigger? My boyfriend insists it will. He's 22 and I'm 19. He spends the evenings fondling my breasts to see if this theory works. I don't think there's any truth in it, and I really wouldn't mind giving them a rest. Anonymous.
Right, well, I can tell you one thing that'll help her breasts is by sticking his balls in a blender. You start it on slow, so they just twist at first. And as he pulls away, they get longer and longer and longer. And I've got a friend who'll go and play with her breasts. But he's kind of right in some way, but not in others.
What do you mean?
If her breasts screw off, then they're just going to hit the floor.
So what would you predict
the point?
What would you predict the outcome for her breasts as she gets older then, using your powers?
Well, I just think she's going to regret it because her tits are going to be on the floor and her boyfriend will have somebody else and she'll have nice pair of tits because he won't have practiced on hers. He'll have practiced on hers at 19. He'll have dragged those tits out like kneading some fucking bread and they'll be on the floor dragging around and tripping her up.
Right, so thank you very...
And some other poor sod will have to deal with it.
Right.
Every time he's trying to shag her, he'll have to get the tits out the way before he gets the flaps out the way.
Th-
thank you, Reg, for that one. That's a really good answer. Here's the second one, another anonymous one. Very short. Dear Reg, my mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help, then one thing led to another, and now I think I'm pregnant. Can you tell me if I'm going to have a baby?
Right, okay. This is a proper psychic moment. I'm going to have to see if I can get hold of Spamy.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, right. Spamy. I need to speak to you, Spamy. I need your spiritual goodness to engulf my aura of fertility, of love, and sexuality. Vagina purple! Vagina purple! What was that? Vagina candle. Go away. I don't want a candle that smells of vagina. I bought one of those candles that smells of vagina. I did it upside down. It smells of shit. Right, okay. Spare me. Are you there, spare me? I can see in the distance, spare me. Come to me, spare me. Come into my bubble, spare me. Oh, spare me. Oh, that's great. Oh, do it again. Yeah, right there. That's it, spare me. Oh, yeah. Don't move. Don't you stop. Yeah. That's the spot. That's the spot. Oh, spare me. Okay. Got a good connection with spare me there. Okay. There's a lady spare me here who thinks she might be pregnant from a postman or a dog. Okay. Thank you, spare me. He's given me the image of bear. Okay, she's got it. She's pregnant. Okay. The bear is going to be fine. She's going to have a litter of 12 very healthy dogs. Okay. Some bitches. And some dogs. Okay. Okay, spare me, thank you. Thank you, spare me. You go, spare me, go away. Oh, yeah, just there before you go. Thank you. Oh, just there once more. Oh, yeah, that's great. Thank you, spare me. All right, okay, I'm back now. Did spare me come through you?
Oh, definitely, Reg.
That was amazing.
That was very enlightening.
Yeah, it's great that you're able to tell her that she's going to have a litter of pups.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I remember that. Yeah, I saw puppies. Not just one. Puppies. A litter of puppies.
If you saw puppies, I think that might have been the first email.
Oh. What was this one?
Postman.
You're a dirty, dirty man. This is why you're not spiritual. This is why no one will employ you, because you're dirty.
I think you're right.
You are a dirty man.
You're dirty.
Man. You are definitely a dirty man, dirty boy. Well, Reg, thank you so very, very much. That was really enlightening, and I know that those two anonymous emails that came in will really appreciate the advice and answers that you gave them. Keep them coming in, everybody.
Yes.
You do go on, don't you?
Yes.
You do fucking go on. Before I go, I am sensing something coming to an end.
What? Reg Corker, the small, medium, or large. What a treat.
Well, I thought he would have been a bit sort of quiet, the fact that he's just had to be at home with Diddy all this time. I thought he might have been a bit, you know. That was a long time on the loo, love. Everything all right?
Yeah, everything all right. I had to clean the ceiling.
Well, you miss Reg.
Oh, is he not?
No.
He's had to phone in, didn't he?
Yeah.
He
Was he good?
Yeah, he was good. His usual cranky self, but he was fine. He answered some
questions. Well, I suppose is he just with Diddy? Is he? Or?
He's just with Diddy on his own. Yeah, but Diddy's driving him insane. He keeps popping the bubble with his boot. But he's gave some good advice. One poor lady's going to expect a litter of puppies.
Yeah.
And the other lady's going to have tits down to the floor.
Yeah.
Wow.
So predicted some interesting future predicaments.
It's been a fascinating show as always.
It's been a brilliant show, and as always, thanks to the many emails that have come in.
The thousands. It's ridiculous. But well, it's wonderful. Thank you so very much. Keep yourselves safe, look after yourselves, and we shall hopefully be back again.
Talk more bollocks.
More bollocks, yeah.
And of course, we'd appreciate more emails because we can't do it without you. So if you want to email us, once more, it is
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Same for the secret sound as well, by the way.
The what?
The mystery noise,
of course. Absolutely. All right, sweethearts, lots of love to you all, and stay safe.
Thanks
See
for
you
listening.
Soon.
Bye-bye. Yvette and Glenn. Minstrels Gallery.
Yeah. No!
This Pride, everyone's coming through for the Trevor Project on YouTube Shorts. Join us! Create a short showing how you're stepping up for Pride using the hashtag YouTube Pride Challenge. Come through for Pride on YouTube Shorts. Visit youtube.com/pride.
With fast funding up to $10,000 available through NetCredit, our online application process was designed to get the money you need quickly if approved. You can borrow an amount that meets your needs and repay in a way that works for your financial situation. And we report on-time payments to credit bureaus, so you can build credit history as you repay. See what NetCredit can do for you today. Check your eligibility without affecting your credit score at netcredit.com. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit netcredit.com/partners for more information.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.